the subject of discussion is fixed. Significance of Harinam Sankirtan. Significance means that which is significant. Significance, one meaning importance. Conveying a meaning, suggesting and noteworthy. When we can understand the importance of Harinam Sankirtan, then we can devote our energy to it. Just now you heard from Gajendra that Gajendra Das Gajendra Mishra. Shri is Supreme Lord, Lord of all Lords. He is the cause of all causes. The significance of Harinam Sankirtan can be explained or can be spoken by Shri himself. And that glory is spoken by Supreme Lord. Will descend the surrendered souls, bona fide souls. If there is no submission, no bona fide submission, if we do not take absolute shelter to Supreme Lord Shri and the perceptual channel through which glories and descending transcendental glories. Nobody can speak about the significance of Harinam Sankirtan. No conditioned soul can speak by going through books. Because the Supreme Lord Shri is absolute and transcendental. Without His grace, nobody can know about Him. Whatever it may be, His name, form, attributes, His transcendental realm, and His personal associates, you can speak nothing. As per degree of submission, the transcendental qualities will descend to the person who is speaking about it, speaker, and with listening. There should be sincerity and submission, and that is not the last. We cannot finish the glories of Supreme Lord, because He is infinite. His glories are infinite. Glories of name, form, attributes, everything is infinite. If anybody says that he can completely, well, he has completely comprehended this, has got no knowledge of Supreme Lord. Enslaved jiva conditioned souls by their intellect and mental capacity cannot approach Him. So, you will find the Vaishnavas, they pray the grace of all the Vaishnavas. So much prayers they are doing, not unnecessarily. Our life is not meant for delivering speech. Our life is meant for the service of Supreme Lord, to satisfy Supreme Lord. That should be our target. Not to get name and fame from the conditioned souls of the world. With that target, if we speak, everything will be lost. So it is the injunction or it is the standing order of our Gurudev, most revered Gurudev, whose centennial function you are celebrating here. He has given this standing order. You should not speak your own thing, own ideas. That will not be beneficial to you and to anybody else, listeners or anybody else. You should try to repeat what you have heard from gurus and emancipated souls, one of my Vaishnavas. You have to remember that and repeat that. Recapitulate. Then, to that extent, you may purify your mind. You may satisfy Guru and Vaishnavas. That is not the end. Here, first we have to understand the importance, efficacy of hearing on the subject Harinam Sankirtan. If you do not know the benefit of it, we shall have no impetus in us, devoted animals. Nobody is to be taught that you should try for to earn money. Nobody is to be taught. Everybody knows money, wealth is necessary. Either through business or any other profession or any other endeavor, they try to get money. Nobody is to talk about this. Like that, when you shall find that Harinam Sankirtan is for our own benefit, utility, then we will give our energy for this. To understand this as per direction of our most revered Gurudev, I want to remember the teachings of Srimad Bhagavat, quintessence of all scriptures, lost gift of Veda Vaishnavi by writing Srimad Bhagavat. Veda Vaishnavi got eternal bliss. Veda Vaishnavi expanded Vedas with Samyajyotin Madhava. Expanded Vedas and also he has written Vedanta, the philosophical aspect of the Vedas, Vedanta, and the light loved by all the Jnanis. He has written it, he has written Mahabharata, and then in Gita, universally adored Gita. Wherever I had been to different places of the world, I found there they have got, and one person I found there in San Francisco. There he told me, without going to Gita, I do not go outside to anyone. Everywhere. American, not Indian. So, the impact of Gita is global impact. That is written by the passion, the part of Mahabharata, Vishwakarma. And also he has written 18 Puranas. But in spite of that, he could not gain eternal peace. For that, he made the best times of being patriarch, and he thought, I should submit to my Gurudev, most people do the Narada Goswami. Nobody can show me the path. I have done so much thing for the benefit of the human beings in this world, but I am myself am not getting this what it was. As per Narada Goswami is grace is direction. He has written Srimad Bhagavatam. And by writing Srimad Bhagavatam, there is glories of Krishna, Krishna's name, form, attributes, and realm, and everything. He got eternal peace. So, I am giving one instance from Srimad Bhagavatam, quintessence of all sin. You have heard about the name of Navajavendra. Nine youngest sons, saints of Rishabhdev, known as Navajavendra. Out of his own initiative, but their own initiative, they set their holy footprints the house of the house of Yami Maharaj, Vidhara Nimi Maharaj, and at the sanctuary site of Yami Maharaj, check the holy footprints. Neighbor, although he was a household devotee, but he could immediately understand, recognize that these nine munis are not ordinary munis. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, Manne Bhagavata Shakta Parshadva Mudutisha Vishnu Bhutari Lokanam Pavanaya Charati. It seems to me Nimi Maharaj is saying, it seems to me that your direct companions or personal associates of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He would recognize them as saints. Because he himself is a saint. As for example, an educated person can give regard to another educated person. An illiterate person cannot. He has the book and a quality to understand, to recognize. A non-sadhu cannot recognize a sadhu. It is impossible. When Sukadev Goswami was going through the villages after his birth, and the person he was following half after half. At that time, he was going through the forest naked, 16 years old. And all the villagers, they saw a mad person, a crazy person. They were throwing stones, throwing dust, etc. And we could not understand Sukadev Goswami. He was Paramahansa, he did not say anything. But when he set his whole holy footprints in Naimish name, in Sugartha, where I had been with Guru Maharaj twice or thrice, Sukarta, where Sukadev Goswami was, went there and spoke about Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed and he gave all the property to his son and he came here. And when he went there, all the rishis were present. not an ordinary person. Even Parashuram was there, one of the 10 principal avatars. Parashuram was there. Augusta Muni, who ran the ocean, Sarabhan, all Munis and them, they stood up. They saw the thousand suns have risen in the sky. But before that, the ordinary conditional souls, they could not even in respect to him. They have got no capacity to understand. A sadhu can recognize a sadhu, and not a sadhu can recognize a sadhu. It's impossible. And he said, Mandi Bhagavad Sakka Pashma Bhagavad Tisha, I have not imagined yet. He had graced us out of your own sweet will. Why? Not for any of your own purpose. To rescue us, fallen souls. The conditions of your fallen souls. Manu Bhagavad Shakat Pashanam Kupadudhisha Vishnudhari Bhagaran Pavanaya Chadanti. Mahanta Shavavita Rita Pamon in the Gadjan Haitu Janta or in Bengali. Actual Mahanta, they have got affection, compassion for the conditioned souls of this body. So they go from village to door to door everywhere to say them that you are not of this world. You have come from Supreme Lord. You are the part of the potential of the world. You should worship Supreme Lord. Then you will be rescued from this classes of Maya, all these things. But that is not for their own self they are going. They are for own mundane interests. They have got no mundane interests. They approach, they go only for the eternal benefit of those people. Like that. You have come here to rescue us, their fallen souls. Dullabhanu Mahasham Janma Dehinam Khanna Bhagunda Tate Dullabhanu Manne Pratai Kuntra Priyadash. This human part is not so easy. After passing through 80 lakhs, 1 lakh is 100,000. 80 lakhs of births. Then you get human birth, 4 lakhs. What Supreme Lord has said in this scripture, there is no mistake in it. Human being has got their own limitation. They can't commit mistake. We pass through so many births. Jalajan Namorakhani. 9 lakhs of births in aquatic animals. And as trees, you know, like in trees, or 20 lakhs. Generally we think the Shastra is saying the trees have got life, but we people, this people of this world, material world, do not like to believe this. They believe material scientists, but the observation experiment, whatever is realized by that, that is only fictitious. They think that. But that is nothing is fictitious. Whatever is said by Supreme Lord, whatever is said by the saints, they cannot deceive the body. This human part, this precious part, after passing through these aquatic animals, trees and Jagadish Bosch, has Guru did the sense beginning. They all understood. All have understood. After that, but Vedas will say, no belief. Actually, no belief in the teachings of the Vedas. When scientists will say, after that. And after that, learn lots of words as insects and worms, and 10 lakh words as birds, and 30 lakh words as beasts, dog, cat, except the horse that we are seeing in this world. After that, we have got this human part, Krishna. Durlavam, after tremendous suffering, we have got this after very difficult. Durlavam, very scarce. Human birth is not so easy. After passing through so much tribulation, we have got this birth. Durlavam manhindam, dehinam kulubam. Corporeal body is dehi, the proprietor is conscious principle, Anushachidan, who has got this body as per his action. The corporeal soul is there, but enveloped with the gross and subtle body, the corporeal body. All the jivas, all the individual corporeal soul, they dare to pass through this, and there we have got this human part, precious human part. They know how to, but any moment we may lose this part. This part, especially with this, God has given distributive power in this precious human part. Other part, or in other part, there is no distributive power. They cannot worship. They move out of instinct. But in human being, God has given that distributing power. Power of distinguishing between good and bad, non-eternal, eternal, and can accept eternal giving up non-eternal. That human being can. If he does not do this, then his part as human being is lost. After getting human part, we should get 4 lakh part. But even in spite of that, King Bharat, who came, just eldest son of Rishabh, came to the forest for performing, for worshipping with God, without remaining in the household life, because there are so much disturbance and so much duties to be performed, I cannot engage Mr. fully. But that is, he came to the forest. But there, he was attracted. He had love for a young one of the deer. I do not want to go through this really in detail. And by thinking about the deer at the time of death, what part he got? Jam jam babi smaran babu tajat tante kalevaram tam tovit kum chasatat bhava. In this 4 lakh human part, is there no guarantee? Whatever you think at the time of death, you will get birth accordingly. That is certainty. So why you should lose this human part? Every moment of the birth is valuable. We should not waste time, a moment time. Immediately we should start for them. There will be at the time of death you think something of this world, and with attachment you will have birth according to the Gita, according to your thought, thinking. So why you should take this human birth is very scarce, but very simple. fragile at any moment, it may be mid-death, maybe just leave this body. For that reason, it is very difficult to get human back. But to get a bona fide sadhu is very, very, very difficult. Too much difficult. Not easy. Durlabhang manasam jalpan dehinakan. Tattari durlabhang bhande vaikuntra priya darshan. Vaikuntra is Bhagavan, Supreme Lord. His dear devotee is most scarce. It is very difficult. When you want quality, you cannot get quantity. One good character person, ideal character person in Bangalore can do good to all the people. Not only in Bangalore, everywhere. But a characterless person, 600 crores of the world, if they are characterless, do they do, can do any benefit to anybody? If you want quality, you have to sacrifice quantity. And if you want quality, you have to sacrifice quantity. When you want quality, one doctor, one scientist can invent one medicine by that. All the human beings will be benefited. But one doctor, one scientist, he is doing good to all. You have to give value to the quality, not quantity. Now you see, we want quantity. Now you would want quantity. Ordinary people, what they want? They want money. You announce tomorrow, only in one road, not full road, 1 kilometer. Announce that in such and such place there will be meetings, spiritual sittings where Swamiji will deliver sermons, will deliver discourses, universal spiritual discourses. And there will be Sankirtan. If anybody goes there, and he will be given 25,000 for 3-4 hours, you have to remain there, and I shall pay him 25,000 rupees. Then what will be the? What will be the? You do it. There are many rich persons here, and if he comes forward, and if he says like this, and not the whole Bengal, only a portion. A small part of the road. If you announce it, oh, that is practical, practical. They don't know what is being practical. We are in very difficult financial. It is practical, we are practical. They will close their shop, they will close everything, and they will go going to office separately, they will come. And they will be better to put it than you. You will not be able to. Get your seat. And you have to call police to control the crowd. They have a huge crowd, a building maybe. They have been hit by the crowd. They have a defect. There will be some during the building. You will find. But whenever you say, go there. You will be rescued from the cycles of hours and days that people last. And you will get eternal peace. You will get Supreme Law, Radha speak of Supreme Law. Oh, who has seen this Supreme Law? Not one. We cannot go there. We have got our own duty, our duty. We have to maintain our family. If we go there in the temple, we have to pay there. We are not so good. Getting the invitation, they will not come here. Because they do not know the existence of it, importance of it. When they will understand, then they will also come. You have understood it, so you have given your time there. Now, I don't want to go through it also. I have to speak about it in after people. That is it. He put one question. Yathaitam vishari mayam dustaram akritapuni tarantanasurudeva varshvanga vanchala. Nabi Maharaj put this question. Yathaitam vishari mayam, the illusory energy of Supreme Lord, external energy potency of Supreme Lord, having with private qualities of Shakta Rajatama, Skon Dvaini Maya. Yathaita Vaishwari Maya, Yathaita Vaishwari Dustara Akritatmabhi. Here, there are three private qualities. Raja Shattva, by Raja Gun, living beings are created. Shattva Gun, they are sustained for some time. And Tama Gun, they are destroyed. When they depart, and for some time they exist, and after that, they go. Living beings' bodies and outer coverings perish. But that is, this is the qualification, or this is the attributes, or this is the elements of, or primary qualities of illusory energy of Supreme Lord. Those who have been enveloped by Supreme Lord, they are in the grip of this illusory energy. They are passing through cycles of partial gas, the threefold affections. So, Yathaya Vaishwari Maya Dustara Vakritatma. Those have no control over their senses. They are slaves of the senses, material senses. Adhidendriya. No control over the senses. They are engulfed by this illusory energy. And they are getting so much trouble. At the time of the birth, in the mother's womb, they have to remain with the legs turned up and stooping it. And when worms are biting, they cannot redress it. Because they are constant there. So much suffering. And after that, when after birth, again, as long as they live in this world, there are threefold afflictions. Whether rich or poor, whether a learned person or a illiterate person, all will get. Same suffering, adhyatmik, adhibhauti, adhidvaitik, affliction caused by physical diseases of the physical body. As long as they have got this body, there are diseases. And also, affliction of the separation grief of dear and dear ones. That will be there. If the son of a big person dies, then he has got separation grief. But poor has got no. No, everybody has. As much attachment you shall have for the non-eternal creation, so much suffering will be there. At the time of separation. So, adhyatmik, adhibhauti, and affliction caused by other living beings in this world. All these living beings, they are living on affliction. But nowadays, the greatest enemy of the human beings have become even with themselves. We can rescue ourselves from tigers and lions, etc. But they do not unnecessarily, they do not kill him. They will only for their livelihood. Unnecessarily. But these human beings, they are unnecessarily, they are killing others without imputation, no enmity, but to fulfill their narrow political, all these heinous crimes that we, they are even killing children, not to speak of women. So much terrorists in Africa. We cannot save ourselves from our own living beings. That is. And Adivaiti, when there is this kind of unrestricted sale will go on, then there will be natural calamities at any moment. We have reaction, there will be one of the reaction. There will be inundation, flood, there will be earthquake. There will be epidemic, anything can happen. We are thinking we are doing these crimes, you will be released, you know, you find at the proper time you come double force. Mahimsa sarvani bhutani. Buddha Deva has asked Mahimsa paramadharma, but it is written in the Vedas. Don't inflict injury to any living being in this world. Then it will come back to you in double force. But that is adhyatma, adibhautik, adidvaivik, natural calamities. And at the time of death, tremendous suffering, nobody wants to die. But you see, at the time of death, what kind of suffering is there. But that is how we can rescue ourselves. I have got this wrong perception. Yathaita vaishyanik maharam dushtara makritavi tarantara sthula deha. I have got this wrong perception that I am this body, this non-eternal. And a dunderhead, dunderbed. Full number one. Our Param Pujya Swami Bharati says, full number one. I have seen it. Somebody came to him and said, Swamiji, I don't believe God. Swamiji said, we are giving you the power to say, I don't believe in God. If the power is taken away by Supreme Lord at the time of death, can you say anything? Where from the power of speech has come? There is no living in this world that they do not believe in Isha, who is the dominating power, and who has got wealth. Everybody has got wealth. It is natural in the living beings of hell. But that is, please kindly tell me, how can I rescue from this? Then Prabhupada Muni replied, Karmandalmanam dugahatva ishukhaya pashye patin mithuri chayanam. Prabhupada Muni said, in this world, human beings, they start actions or they work. Whatever it may be, business or any kind of profession. For what purpose? To remove affliction, to get happiness. Karmanta aravananam kuhattai shukhayas. To remove the affliction, business, and to get happiness. Now he is trying by his own individual capacity. He is thinking, if I am happy, then I shall be more happy. Then I shall get the help of the wife. Then he marries. Then he becomes then two. And jointly they are trying to remove afflictions, miseries, and get happiness. But in spite of that, troubles are increasing. Oh, let us have some son, daughter. Did you get children? Son, daughter, etc. 4, 5, 6, number increased, and they make a limited company, and they try immediately to remove affliction and to get happiness. And Prabhupada said, "Hey Vidyaraj Devi, oh Vidyaraj Devi, see just the reverse. They are unable to remove their afflictions and they are getting happiness. We think that I am poor, so I have got so much suffering. If I get much money, then money person could have been happy. We are ordinary mendicants, we depend on the donation pictures of the generous persons. We have connections to ordinary persons. But sometimes we become guests of rich persons. Up till now we have not seen any rich person happy. We do not want to say anything private. Up till now, no. When Jaipur Maharaj's concert and many others' concert, at that time their state was there during British rule, they had been to see Mayapur Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. At that time there were no roads, but just so that the concerts of the kings, they cannot have any difficulty, they put velvet all through 2 miles. And they went there to see the place. And one concert of Jaipur, she wanted to meet our Param Gurudev. Gurudev, our Gurudev, who is the founder of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauri Mathata, his whole work. Itila Vishnu, Vishnu, Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati, Vishnu. And she was allowed. She wanted to speak privately. Then other Prabhupada says, you go. Then she said, "Amiji, I am too much." Oh, they are showing me. Watch. Time to speak of it. Yet, if I take 10 minutes more or 15 minutes more, have you got any objection to it? They may think about my heart, that they should not think like that. And that when about the Maharani concert of Jaipur Maharaj, she said that I am most unfortunate. Swamiji, I don't want to live in this world. I want to commit suicide. Our Bhakti Siddhanta Param Gurudev was very much surprised, astonished. You know? There are so many servants are there, great servants, so many, and there are foolish girls and all these are people up there. And she is saying, "I want to die. Why? I am married. All 1 year already passed, but I have got no connection with my husband. I have to remain in a prison house like that. I cannot go wherever I like. Swamiji, bless me so that I may not be born in the royal family. Street beggar is happier than but happy." By getting money, we shall get all peace of God. Those who are big persons, married persons, they have got so much trouble, more trouble. Marriage is necessary, but not too much. Too much is not good. And you will find our Vishwamanath Pandey, governor of Orissa, he came to our ward at Puri, inaugurated Sankirtan Bhavan. At that time he said that I had been to Stockholm. I was astonished to see there. Well, per capita income and expenditure, Stockholm is the top, was the top at that time. Not US. There no financial crisis. All housing problem, they have got good houses. And no electricity in food. Enough food. And there are schools and colleges for all. For education. And the children, government, they take the responsibility to rear up the children. And they require no employment program. Perhaps light has come. Therefore, I think you can hear me. There, Vishwanath Pandey, he said in the meeting, he said in the meeting that we have got so much problems in India and they have got no problem. I have heard the name of heaven, but never seen it. This is heaven. You are most fortunate. You have got no problems. And what they say? They say, Swamiji, you have come first time to us. By seeing our outward external wealth, you are eulogizing us, praising us. But we are suffering very much miseries here. And the latest number of suicides are committed in stock in the world. Why? But everybody can put money. And there is room for divorce. When a girl divorces, then they can divorce, she can divorce, a boy can divorce. And by that, there are so many suicides of the girls, of the boys, of the parents, and we are burning. And one devotee, disciple of our Parampuja Puri Goswami Maharaj, he had been to Calcutta Mall, and he had talked with me, he wanted to hear some Harikatha. And at that time, he did not disclose this, but returning to Stockholm, he said, I have got no other way except committing suicide. We didn't lie over there. By suicide, you don't get it for solution. You have to reap the fruits of your own actions. And your suffering will be more. After this birth, you will be punished. If anybody is in prison, in the prison house, and forcibly he flees from that place, then he will be caught and he will be given 10 years, 20 years. In this world, you will find like that. If after reaping the fruits, you have to go. Don't commit suicide. There is grace in this aspect. It will give you much suffering. You have to go to this prayer alone. Lots and lots of years. I don't know whether he got the letter or not. But that. By All these ways you don't get happiness. Then